You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. We just heard from two people who do Shakespeare plays at Solano Prison. Damian Brown also got his start in theater when he was incarcerated there. Now he's out of prison and he's still acting. These days he's on the professional stage of the Marin Shakespeare Company. Damian also teaches with their programs in youth prisons. And after hearing the story we just heard, he had some things to say. He spoke with KALW's Eli Wirtschafter.
You left Solano Prison.
Yeah.
A couple years later, I started visiting as a teacher through KALW's program there. What was it like for you to listen to that conversation just now?
Certainly brought back memories. I mean, Steve Drowns was priceless wealth of information, you know, being a person who had acted before and me having zero experience. Leaning on him was essential. And I have to say that it hurts a lot hearing that too, because Steve is still there and he shouldn't be.
Shakespeare in prisons is a big thing. I've found a listing online of Shakespeare programs in prisons across the U.S. It was more than 70 of them. Why is it such a thing? Why is that?
A lot of people have asked that question, why Shakespeare? Well, one could say that, well, it's imperialism. They declare that which is great and that which is not. Perhaps. But it does not negate the fact that the writing and the insight is brilliant. And there is this assumption that one must be, you're very cultured when you understand Shakespeare. I think that's a bunch of nonsense. Be honest, I think that that's just somebody wanting to feel good about themselves. I think it's good to know Shakespeare, but I don't think that you are any more cultured if you're into August Wilson or William Shakespeare. But because that perception is there, it gives a person from a marginalized existence the opportunity to have one more level, one more degree of discrimination peeled off of them. I get it myself. I mean, in many circles, I am the big black guy with dreads. But I have seen the faces soften when they, oh, you're a Shakespearean actor. As though somehow that can cure every ill in me.
So does that, I mean, does that perception bother you at all that people are only receiving you as a human being once you perform Shakespeare for them, or that it's through Shakespeare that somehow people start to see you as someone who could be safe or a friend?
Some people. It bothers me when I see it, but it doesn't bother me any more or less than when I hear, oh, you're so articulate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, English is my first language.
Right.
So but you hear things like that. I think that my parents took great pains to make certain that we were, that we exercised our common sense and that we would exercise our common decency as the default of the people that we were. So I've always had this. If it allows someone to see it clearer because I perform Shakespeare or that I can discuss Shakespeare, great. Whatever gets the medicine through your system, I'll take it. But I don't feel more cultured because I am a Shakespearean actor or the study of Shakespeare.
You don't feel more cultured, but still there's some kind of personal transformation that comes through doing this work.
The personal transformation that has come from doing this work is seeing what it did for many of the men that I did it with. Seeing gang members start to get something. And it was Shakespeare for us. But that something could have been learning how to wire a house. That thing to whereby you have so much passion into that you understand that you thought you could never understand and you become proficient at it. That thing is what lifts one up out of the mire that they had resigned themselves to because they did not think that they could do more.
So I want to dig into this a little more. if there's so many ways for people in prison to be given hope or a skill or just something to apply themselves to that feels meaningful, why are there so many Shakespeare programs in particular? And I mean, do you think it is something to do with this cultural imperialism of, you know, we're going to civilize people with the great English poet?
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of people that think that. Yeah, I'm sure that that's the prevailing attitude of some. The thing is that I saw men able to let their mask down when they started putting on another mask as an actor and started to exercise some of the things in their heart and mind that they have held on to for decades through a character that freed them. It has that ability. And if there's anything uniquely present in Shakespeare, then it is that. Coming up under the male role belief system, it is very common to hold on to the things in your heart. Do not reveal your pains. When you don't do that, these things eat away at you, and it allows you to keep a hard, hard exterior. So if you're doing that, you're not healing. It's easy to fall into the routine of violence, of doubt, of despair, hopelessness. But when you can go inside, almost like a pilot who utilizes assimilation, you can look at your next move or your past moves through 2 months of rehearsal in a way you're really building up mental muscle of how do I respond to a situation? How would I respond to that situation? And it actually has a way of thickening the line, that line between impulse and action. And you'll see a situation and you can say, I've seen this before. In a way that you probably won't do if you're building a house. So that's the thing that is uniquely present in acting Shakespearean works.
When you work now in juvenile detention facilities, do people ever react with, oh, I don't get this language, I don't understand this language?
That is the automatic first thing said by young people. Shakespeare.
So then what do you say to them?
I'll ask them about situations and ask them, are they familiar with betrayal? What do you know about betrayal? And they'll tell me. They'll say, well, this is what happened with Macbeth and Banquo. And when they start seeing it, then they'll start feeling in. They start feeling in. Okay, so this is like this situation or that. So this is what he really means. Like, that's what he really means. He just didn't have the language like you do. And so when they run into that language issue, I always let them know that Shakespeare added many words to the English language. So don't feel left out if you don't understand Shakespeare's language, because his contemporaries didn't understand him many times either. He was creating the words. So we were all in this together. So let's just figure out how it plays in our life.
That was Damian Brown speaking with KALW's Eli Wirtschafter. Damian will perform in the Marin Shakespeare Company production of A Midsummer Night's Dream as Oberon. That opens in September. And we've got more arts events from around the Bay Area every week. Be sure you're subscribed to our newsletter to get it in your inbox. Sign up at KALW.org.